Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with you. Our road toll has risen by one, with 76 lives now lost on Queensland roads so far this year. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating after a 57-year-old Wes Mackay man died in a single-vehicle crash on the Peak Downs Highway at Epsom. Police say a black Ford Ranger rolled down an embankment last night, instantly killing the driver. Anyone who may have witnessed the crash or those with relevant dashcam footage are urged to get in touch with police. Biosecurity Queensland has declared locally sourced oysters are still safe to eat, despite the Suminode species being detected for the first time in Australia in the state's southeast. At this stage, it's not clear how the marine pest has made it to our waters. The organisation's Enrico Parati says there's still currently no direct threat here, but he's issued this reminder to North Queensland bodies and fishermen.
Everybody should really check the equipment and clean and dry the equipment before moving it to other areas. Water is a pathway, so we would really want people to dry the material before moving.
And over 300 puppies have been dropped off to the RSPCA adoption shelters since the start of the year. Spokesperson Emma Lagoon says increased of litters is putting extra pressure on shelters.
We probably would suggest that it's due to cost of living and just unexpected litters, so animals not being desexed. It can all have a compounding impact, and then all these more mouths to feed, and then they end up at the RSPCA.
Just updating some local sport news now and checking on round four of the Queensland Cup. The Blackhawks proved too strong for the Mackay Cutters, ending Saturday's North Queensland Derby ahead 19-18 in Townsville. Mackay will be looking for redemption when they clash the Western Clydesdales on Sunday. Meantime, the grand finalists in the under-19 comp have been decided following the semi-final action over the weekend, with the Mackay Cutters and Brisbane Tigers to meet at Totally Workwear Stadium on Saturday for the big dance.